That was a track by 101 Strings, part of an Irish suite. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played this track by The Browns, song written by Johnny Cash, singing the praises of Ireland and its 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Donadie. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skippery, the Midlands and the Moorlands and the 40 Shades of Green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her arms and hair so long and brown. Again I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as chamois and her 40 shades of green.
I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's Churning Sir. I'd love to watch the farmers bend the bulbs and spray the turf.
To see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk see the 40 shades of green.
But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her arms and hair so long and brown.
Again I want to see into the things and see, where the breeze is sweet as chamois and their 40 shades of green.
The Browns and their interpretation of the Johnny Cash song 40 Shades of Green. And that's what you'll see here in Ireland. Ireland is well known for the green, but they say it's because of the soft rain that falls, that all the plants and flowers and trees, well, they're all different shades of green. 40 Shades of Green. Now, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to liven it up a bit. We're going to have an Irish jig, and it's played by a group called Cherish the Ladies, led by Joni Madden. Joni is the world's best whistle player. Oh my golly, can she make that thing talk. Here, this is a very unusual name for a jig. It's entitled the Cat's Meow Jig. So I'm playing this for all cats that might be listening.
Thank you.
Hey, the cat's meow jig. I know it was a little longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Cherish the Ladies, featuring Joni Madden. Now I have a request from a lady in Boston. Margaret says, Joe, thank you for the lovely program. Sounds Irish. I enjoy it every week. Could you please play that funny song about the donkey? I think she means this one by Val Doonican.
Now Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, we've underrated it, why not train it? Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when they started, dropped the flag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and everyone in town lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it. They might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch. They couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-ha. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagan were students of psychology, swore they they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
Val Doonican and Delaney's donkey. I want to play for you now, friends, a track I played some weeks ago that caused a great deal of stir. It's a song we all know so well, but here it's given a wonderful treatment by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And listen to this for beautiful singing.
Oh,
Would you not agree that that was simply superb? The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and their version of Danny Boy. Thorshib Geistock Sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bollard. This next track is sung by Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, but Dermot and I were great friends. He was a tremendous musician. He could sing a good song, he could write a good song, and he could play, oh, amazingly, on in the early days on the accordion, but I think in latter days he turned to the keyboard. But here he's telling the story of a young man leaving, one of those songs again, leaving his native home in Ireland, and his girlfriend gives him a shamrock and says, "When you look at this shamrock, think of me." Here's Dermot O'Brien.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lasso was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand, she held an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parted words were darling. Look at these and think of me. Three-leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand on mine, just before we had parted, she looked with the loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parted words were darting. Look at these and think of me. Three-leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. Next my heart, I'll wear your token. Love, no matter where I be. And though all the seas divide us, and your face I might never see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Three-leaf shamrock, I adore thee. Your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home I'll marry thee. I'll come home and I'll marry thee.
Dermot O'Ryan telling us all about the three-leaf shamrock, which of course you all know is the emblem, or one of the emblems, of Ireland. Okay, we're going to change the mood again this time. Bit of a noisy song, this one. I think it's an old sea shanty, and it's sung for us by Briar Folk. It's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lady's drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where are me boots, me nuggin-nuggin boots? They've all gone for beer and tobacco. For the heels are worn out and the toes are kicked about, and the soul is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lady's drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Oh, where is me short, me nothing, nothing short? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. For the collar it is torn and the sleeves they are all worn, and the earth is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lady's drinking gin. For across the western ocean I will wander. Well, I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since Horsa came ashore for me plunder. I have seen centipedes and snakes, and me head is full of aches. And this time I made a path for where yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lady's drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lady's drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I will wander.
Far across the western ocean I must wander. We had a Galway song earlier. Here's another one from the same county, from the Chieftains. They're telling us all about the Galway shawl.
Near Oranmore, in the county Galway, one peasant in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint the pound. And she kept on talking till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew. I fed the blackbird, the stag of Arnie, or Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She is sighing each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, not at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a always shawl. I took the road for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said goodbye, sir. But my heart remains with that Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. Here's somebody we don't hear too often on Sounds Irish, Brendan Shine from Roscommon himself, but he's singing about the beauties of County Down.
When springtime sows her blossoms to the valleys, and sunlight bursts like diamonds through the trees, when the fields all look embroidered with the vivid glow of daisies, and the rivers wash the mountains to the sea,
I hear the warmth of Irish laughter through the green pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down.
When daylight gives the morning mist to shiver, and autumn leaves a blaze of golden brown, when evening skies are waving to a cloud of homing swallows, and winter comes to rest in County Down,
I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the love.
Yeah.
now we're going from County Down right across the Atlantic to the city of Chicago, because here Christy Moore is singing for us. It's a very short little song, but it tells the story of the famine. Now, we've spoken about the famine countless times on Sounds Irish, the famine that hit Ireland around 1847, when most of the people's staple diet was potatoes, and the blight came and struck the potato crop. And for quite a few years afterwards, there was famine in Ireland, and people had to leave. Over a million left Ireland to go and seek their fortune and to go and find food somewhere else. And a lot of them, as I say, went across to the United States, and some of them finished up in the city of Chicago. Here's Christy Moore.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea.
To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune and some of them knew fame. More of them knew hardship, died upon the plain. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars, brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts.
To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall,
there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal.
Stark reminder of one of the saddest parts of Irish history there, and that was Christy Moore and his interpretation of the city of Chicago. Recently on the programme, I've been playing you Sean O'Shea's version of Will You Go, Lassie Go. We're going to hear another version of it, and I think this is a beautiful version from Jim McCann.
Summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Palm Wild Mountain Time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? Go. I will. By yon pure crystal fountain, and around it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie,
will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Palm Wild Mountain Time, all around the Bloomin' Heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
See you go.